It's a seagull stinkaroo.
I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Mike Siegel.
And I'm Kyle Dalton.
And as always, this episode of the Rock Solid Podcast is brought to you by Bose, the engineers behind some of the world's best audio products, including Bose Quiet Comfort 35 noise-canceling headphones. Bose literally invented this technology over 40 years ago because they believe that by blocking out unwanted sounds and distractions, you can get immersed in what you truly love. All of the on-air talent here at the Rock Solid Podcast use the Bose Quiet Comfort 35 headphones during our recording because we want to hear what you're going to hear. Kyle, Bose.
Get closer.
And now back to the show. Got that out of the way, Mike, right up top.
I think that's a good move.
I do too.
And I plus, these things are very comfortable on my head.
They actually
are comfortable. These noise-canceling headphones are lovely.
If they sucked, I would read that thing, but then I would tell you, they're really not that great. But they're great.
Have you brought these on a plane before? That's where they really shine.
I haven't, but when Kyle flies, I told him to take a pair with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that changed. You have no idea how loud the plane is until you put those on. Oh, my God. So compared to earbuds, it's unbelievable. Yeah. It's night and day.
Yeah, I agree. It's look, when the kids start yapping it up at home, I throw a pair on. I don't even have a music plan. I just wear them without. I just pull this wire out, walk around.
I wear them driving. Is that a mistake?
Well, I don't like all the people honking at me.
I don't like the honking.
How scary would that be to wear these driving?
You know people do it. You know they do. I see people with earbuds on all the time in both ears.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, it's not good. That's not safe.
What do you think of these little earbuds that they're just the bud,
and then there's the AirPods or whatever.
No, they don't even go around the ear. They just go in. There's like a little stem.
Yeah, like the AirPods. That's the
AirPods.
Apple thing.
I don't like how they look.
So no, it's like a hearing aid.
It,
basically,
yeah. It looks like if you took the Apple headphones and
cut the wire.
Cord,
okay. Yeah, I've seen those.
It
yeah.
looks like you're gonna lose one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you're just gonna fall out while you're running, and you'll never find it.
Do they have a microphone too? Because I saw a guy talking and while wearing them.
I think it has like a microphone on the one.
That can't sound good, can it?
I don't think so. I just don't like how they look.
They look stupid.
I have a pair of Bose earbuds that have like a rubber thing that forms inside your ear. Those things are amazing. Suzanne Dillingham bought those for me for my birthday.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I wear those at the gym. Those are great.
You got a whole Bose assortment over there.
I do like the Bose product. I got a Bose docking station for my iPod.
Yeah.
Oh, that's do you have that one, thing where it's like a concert, like clock and the whole.
No, like you just plug the iPod in and it's just a speaker.
It's just the big speaker, but okay. I know what you're talking about. That's like the upgraded version
and
of
they
that.
Just fill a room. Like, it sounds amazing. Look at Bose getting all this free pub.
Not free. They had to give me $1,400 worth of headphones.
Well, we're giving them a little extra.
Because we do like the product.
We do.
You just got in town from where? Where was the last travel jaunt for you?
I was just in Mazatlan this week for the Day of the Dead ceremony.
Did you see the last James Bond movie, Spectre?
Yes, and that was in Mexico City.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But they jacked it up, of course, for the movie. So, I mean, it's big, but it's not as big as, like, you know, it was for the movie.
There weren't assassins chasing each other?
There was that, though.
Oh.
Oddly enough, there was that.
A guy in a Superman suit and people touching him.
Did you wear a nice tailored suit and then just wear a skull mask so people would think that you were James Bond?
Oh, that would be great. I was sweating my ass off with just, like, a shirt. It was really hot. Really hot. Cool.
There's a funky special effect at the beginning of that movie where it looks like Daniel Craig's face has been put on someone else's body for just like a half a second. You're like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Probably was.
What do you mean Daniel Craig didn't really jump off that second story building and land on a couch?
What a great way to cover up the stuntman, though. Yeah, but just put a mask on, a skull mask, and paint his
face.
That's
true. That's true.
Well, they'll never know. How would
they? It was CGI Daniel Craig's eyes underneath the mask.
Unlike the Roger Moore ones when he was like 70 and it was so obvious that it was a stuntman.
You can tell it's a stuntman because that's the guy with real hair.
Yeah, Roger Moore did nothing physical. Nothing physical.
I still love the 66 Batman TV series when the stuntman who's playing Robin comes in and it's just like an older guy. I mean, totally, you know.
Not even close.
Not even close. Like Burt Ward's like, what, 17?
And they show his
40.
Face sometimes too.
Yeah, because, I mean.
That little mask isn't working.
No, you can't hide much there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. The guy's arms are real hairy. And just like, just awful.
Like a meaty arm punching through a thing.
He's got a beard. It's like, we can see the beard, sir.
Today's episode, we're doing a whole episode, as promised, of Seagull Stinkaroos. But before we start, Kyle, I want you to look up this, and then I want you to show this to Mike. This is an unbelievable. We talk a lot about album covers. Mike makes fun of us because he says, you can't see it.
This is a visual medium.
Type in James Brown. Take a look at those cakes.
You're talking about, take a look at those cakes.
Yeah, and wait till you see this album cover.
I'm so excited.
Talking about the Godfather of Soul?
Okay. Mike, take a look at those cakes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Two asses.
Describe
right there.
That album cover. First of all, it's James Brown on a couch that looks like
it's a
boomerang dildo.
Yeah, it looks like a futuristic mustache couch.
And then it's just.
It's just like a painting.
It's like a painting that died.
Yeah, it's a woman in like.
There are actually four, but two of them are cut off. And they're not even painted that nice.
No, it's just the girl's asses. They obviously have like halter tops on. James Brown's just sitting in a couch watching these four ladies dance.
But it's a painting. This is very strange.
It's a painting.
What year was that?
I don't know what year it is. It's a painting that like on Good Times.
Yes, that the
JJ was an artist. Yeah. This is like in
that's
the style of
a really
that.
Famous painting that's yeah. Actually a real painting.
Yes,
I can't
it is.
Remember the artist.
78.
Oh yeah, it's classic 78.
I mean, that's really. Cakes, I guess, is a lady's ass.
You didn't know that?
I've never heard that term.
Take a look at those cakes.
That part I knew.
Is the 50th studio album by James Brown. 50th.
In 1978. 50th. How many did he release in 78?
Well, they're counting. You got to count in all the live albums.
Wait, he said studio album.
It says what? 50th studio album.
Oh. When you know what? Hardest working man in show business.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then when he takes a break, he likes to sit on his couch.
Check out those cakes.
So in 78, two came out. Jam 1980s came out in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Take a Look at Those Cakes was released in December of 78. So yeah, almost 79.
What came first, the cakes or the jam?
In the heart of
jam.
So that's heart of the disco era.
And I feel like he takes a look at those cakes and then he jams.
Yeah.
The single is For Goodness Sakes, Look at Those Cakes.
All right. Do you have
we got to hear it. We got to
hear any
it
of that.
It's 11 minutes.
We don't have to hear all of it.
It's a dance hit.
For goodness sakes, look at them cakes. Ha! Say what?
It's made for the dance floor.
Goodness sakes.
Here we go.
Look at those cakes. And this is a time when he was not, his popularity was pretty down.
His comeback was Rocky IV, Living in America.
And Blues Brothers.
No, that's true.
Jump ahead.
Hey, yeah. Fellas, come on home. You need some cakes to show your bone.
Did he say show your bone?
Yeah, something like that.
But if you know just what I know, you'll take yourself to the disco.
See?
And when you see it, you're bound to put on brakes. And then you say, for goodness sakes, just look at those kids.
Like, if this were an SNL sketch, you'd be like, that's too much.
Eddie Murphy's doing that.
Two on the nose.
Yeah, some guys just weren't made for disco.
That's a stinkeroo, right?
I think, yeah, that's a stinkeroo, and we're going to see some genres that some people shouldn't have crossed those lines today.
For goodness sakes.
I got a couple that...
Look at them cakes.
People went way out of their comfort zone.
It was like he wrote it as he was singing it.
It's like just an extended
they were
jam
just jamming, and he was like,
"Oh, that's, oh I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that at all."
Yeah, they used to call that a scratch vocal, and he decided to keep that.
Put it as, out there.
You know what?
I'm
those
on my 50th
lyrics
album. Bad. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I got no more.
I'm out of ideas.
I'm all out.
It's the last thing I have to rhyme. Mm-hmm. Sakes and cakes.
Cakes, put on those brakes. Look at those cakes.
Well, hopefully, Joe Van Overberg, also known as Joey Notes.
Joey Notes.
Joey Notes. Hopefully he'll add that picture of to the notes.
Not Joe Van Noterberg?
No, I have it spelled wrong here. Joe Van
Overgurgy. Overgurgy, that's right.
How did you come up with that cover. Where did you find it? Did somebody send that to you?
There's a record label called
Is it framed at his house?
Culture Factory USA, and they do those mini album replica CDs like the ones that are sitting right over on that table.
I see.
And I got an email from them that they have some new ones coming out. That was one of them. And I was like, I've never seen that before in my life.
You got an email that they're having an art contest for a better album cover for the re-release.
So I just took a picture of some cupcakes and sent it in. What was I going to say? This episode, the Siegel Stinkeroo episode, the artwork will be done by Jason Levy. So thank you, Jason. And thank you, Joey Notes.
What are the odds that it's a turd emoji that... poop emoji.
I don't know. Jason seems a little more classy than that. Right now, he's listening and erasing.
Scratching it out.
Son of a bitch.
Damn it. Well, actually, he won't listen to this. He won't hear it until after it's done. Oh, well, that'll be funny if that's what it is.
Enjoy the poop emoji,
and as soon as I get it, I'll email both of you the artwork so you can see what it is.
Great.
Okay, some Patreon listeners, I put it out there that if they had a stinkeroo, I would take four or so of those. I took a couple more than four. I always take the first ones that come through, though. So I'm going to start out. Do you mind if I start out with
a
listener? Okay, this is David Gutierrez, friend of the show. He texts me often, a little bit too much. David, let's chill out. he knows I'm joking. This is a Paul McCartney song.
Oh.
And here's what David wrote about the song in a text to me. He said, as if 9/11 wasn't bad enough, McCartney uppercuts NYC with this gem. Let's hear a little bit of Freedom.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom, talking about
Was this right after 9/11?
Yeah.
Yes, immediately after.
Boy.
Yeah, maybe you take a couple months and polish that up.
I mean,
the only saving grace is I hope the profits went toward something good.
They should have went to closing
profits.
proceeds.
Proceeds. That's what I.
Yeah, closing
say.
Down the recording studio where that was recorded.
I mean,
that literally must have taken 5 minutes. You know what I mean? 5 minutes.
Terrible.
Brutal.
Paul, can we get a song about freedom?
Yeah, done. Oh, you want any other words? No, that's good. That's good.
What if I add God in there and some freedom?
Is that on an album?
It's a bonus track on Driving Rain.
Okay.
Driving Rain.
I think it was a single, and I think they threw it on Driving Rain when it was re-released. That's how I have it marked in my iTunes. So.
I hate when they try to do, unless it was recorded live, which I don't think it was.
Yeah,
Freedom was recorded live during the concert for New York City.
Okay, so it was.
And later they added studio overdubs.
No. Yeah.
What would Kevin Quinn have to say about that? We should have introduced the song, I guess. My mistake.
I guess we didn't. Yeah, we don't have to do it every time. Once and then.
Well, here's the deal. Kevin was gracious enough to write four more ditties for us for this episode.
Look out.
So I don't know if we want to, let's do the classic one.
The classic? Okay.
The classic one first.
Well, let me get this up. Huh? Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go.
Look at them cakes.
Hey, you. It's a Seagull Stinkaroo.
All right. Love it.
That's the classic.
Always love it.
All right, Mike, you're up. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to do, this is a very, very short one, but I've played this before, but when I talk about bad music and bad attempts at music, this one always goes back, and you'll know it. You'll know it when you hear it. Start it at 12 seconds, please.
You got the touch.
Dirk Diggler.
You got the power.
Doesn't get old.
John C. Reilly dancing in the booth. Awesome.
I just watched that the other day for, again.
Great movie. One of my favorites.
So good.
Yeah, there's some cakes in that movie.
Oh, there's a lot of cakes.
Now that's a real song though. You've Got the Touch is a real song.
It was written for, I think it was written for like the Karate Kid, but then they didn't use it.
Was it Survivor?
No, it's
707.
No, it's Stan Bush. Yeah.
Stan Bush. Stan,
oh, sure. Like I'm supposed to know.
Do you
Stan
have his
Bush.
Version?
I have heard the real one though.
Yeah,
but I didn't find out later. I think it was You've here,
got
maybe.
The touch.
But they used it for the Transformers cartoon movie.
You've got the power, and then Dirk Diggler's in the Transformers live action movies. It all comes around.
But it was I'm trying to figure out. It was written for a different movie, and then they were like, no, and then they just put it in this.
I love that. I think my vocal needs to be pushed up. That sounds okay to me.
Yeah.
Oh, it was originally written for Cobra.
Oh, that was so fitting.
Because Frank Stallone didn't have enough songs on the soundtrack.
The song was inspired by a line in the movie Iron Eagle.
You know, Frank Stallone plays over here at Vitello's in Studio City. Do you ever want to go have some lasagna and watch Frank Stallone perform?
Yes.
Can I just... Okay. Oh,
what?
Damn it. I forgot to...
What'd you forget?
I finished the John Oates book.
Oh, how is it?
It's good. It's good. And there's no real dirt on Daryl Hall. It's like, this is my story. It's not about... Yeah. But he played in, speaking going back, in Philadelphia, he played in a band where Frank Stallone was the singer, briefly. Like in
How
the
about that?
Early 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
Is there a chapter written about the mustache?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he calls it. He's like, and then they were in somewhere in the 90s when they were touring in Japan and they needed a break. He's just like, I got to make a change. And then in the
Shaved it.
Tokyo hotel room, comes Zip. Down, walks to the airport, meets him there, and they're like, what? Who's that guy?
They wouldn't let him on the private jet. They're like, no.
Nope.
I have a Stevie Nicks biography I just got, so
I'll
send that one your way.
I actually finished it this morning because I wanted to bring it back here, and I forgot.
Oh, that's okay.
I was taking up room in my house.
All right, so it's back to me. So we played something from Patreon. We played something from Mike. Now we're going to play, and feel free to introduce this with one of Kevin Quinn's new stings if you want.
Ooh, okay. I can't wait.
My song is, and a lot of my songs are from artists that I like.
Okay, yeah, that's what I wanted to.
Yeah,
because it's really easy to go take a shitty one hit wonder,
right? No,
and so it's just like I wanted to do a band that we all know and like, and just they just whiffed horribly.
I mean, now look, a lot of people don't like this artist, but I do like him. I own all his CDs. I've seen him many times. This is Bryan Adams.
Ooh.
This is from 1996 from the album 18 Till I Die, and this is a song called "I Want to Be Your Underwear."
Like that, Francis, what's that smell? It's a seagull stinkaroo.
It's already terrible. The guitar whistles.
Oh, no.
I wanna be a t-shirt when it's wet. I wanna be the shower when you sweat. I got to be the tattoo on your skin. You let me be your bed, baby, when you climb in. Yeah. I wanna be the sheets when you sleep. Let me be the secrets that you keep. I got to be the spoon to stir your cream. I wanna be the one that really makes you scream. Yeah, now I wanna be your lipstick when you lick it. I wanna be your high heels when you kick it. I wanna be your sweet love, babe. Yeah, when you make it, suck your feet up to your head. More than anything, I swear. I wanna be your underwear.
That's.
Wow.
That's atrocious. Now, we played an extra long cut for that.
So predictable.
Yeah, but when I heard that, you know who I would think? Aerosmith, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that have a Steven Tyler written over it?
And they wouldn't, they'd think that was one of their best songs.
Yeah, he would think it was
They would close with that.
Yeah, that's right. They would sell underwear with Steven Tyler's picture on it.
Yeah.
That's boy.
Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and then no one else.
And I will say this, on an otherwise really good album, that stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, I was trying to picture the, I picture it as the songs that make you just throw your arm out hitting the skip button.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, like, that's one.
Like, you know, the speed bump of
yeah,
the album.
Yeah, we've done that episode before. This is similar to that speed bump episode, but
musically, it's a good... Like good,
it's groove. Some, it's recorded well. Mutt Lang recorded
that. Lyrics were brutal. I want to be
brutal.
Do you want to rewrite
this? Shower when you sweat. No.
Brutal. I don't think it's the worst song on my list by far.
It was like Dirty Sesame Street.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Let's do a quick one from a listener. This is a song by Was Not Was. You want to look for that car. I think I put the listener stuff at the end.
David was?
He said, this is Dana McKissick. Dana McKissick loves Electric Light Orchestra. He owns, I think, upwards of 30 plus vinyl copies of Out of the Blue.
That is a fan.
And this is Was Not Was. He says, it's the only dud on a great album. And this song is called Dad, I'm in Jail.
Hello, Dad. I'm in jail.
Like in a movie when you have like an intentionally bad song.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm cracking up because it's so funny. It's ridiculous.
They wasted studio time.
Yeah, that's the thing that kills me. It's like if you just throw something out when you're playing live and stuff and start, you know, messing around, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you're on an album, you have to listen to it over and over and over again in the studio. You got to mix it. You got to do all that. And by the 50th time you hear this, I'm like, hey, maybe we should not put this on the album.
You know what? I think it's good. Just add a few more horns in here, but just staccato. Don't even put them on the beat.
Now, I will say this is track 16 of 16 on the album. So maybe they just wanted to close it out with some nonsense. But man, it's
happy birthday.
I know. I love that. Then he's calling. Oh, and he's calling him on his birthday. I love that. I think there's another lyric where tell mom I said hello. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
He's wasting his one phone call.
He really is. Well, not really. He's using it to wish his dad happy birthday and to let him know.
I'm in jail. It's like Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
That is how Dave Mustaine sings regularly.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine's kind of the same vein, I think.
All right. Good.
Going with your pal Stuart Copeland, The Police, you said, never had a bad album. You have said this over.
Yes, and I know the song. I think I know the song you're going to play, and I've come around to being okay with this
on
song.
On Synchronicity, that one?
I'm kind of okay with it now.
Oh, boy, no.
But I know what you're talking about.
I can't skip this fast enough. This is Mother from Synchronicity.
Well, the telephone is ringing. Is that my mother on the phone? The telephone is screaming, won't she leave me alone? The telephone is ringing, is that my mother on the phone?
That's enough of that. My God.
It doesn't belong on that album for
no,
sure.
It doesn't belong on any album.
B-side?
No. It belongs on a B-side of Dad, I'm in Jail.
Yeah, they're very similar.
That made it to the album. I don't skip it anymore.
It made it to an amazing album.
Remember the first time you heard it, you were like, what the hell is going on?
And everything else on the album, great.
Is it right in the middle?
No, I have to look. I'm looking right now because I got to find out what that's sandwiched between because it's probably so ridiculous.
Would it be at the end of the
vinyl? No, it's not. It's not at the end. No. You mean of the side?
Like you flip it? I don't know.
No. It's between... No, it's in the... It's in the middle of side one. It goes synchronous... It's Synchronicity 1, Walking in Your Footsteps,
Great.
Oh My God, Mother, and then Miss Grindenko.
Oh.
And then Synchronicity 2, and that closes out the side.
What are you doing? What are they doing? And, you know, when I heard the Stuart Copeland stuff, and then I thought of that, I was like... When you played his new stuff,
yeah, Gizmodrome.
That seems kind of like
Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I guess this was an Andy Summers deal.
That's an Andy Summers deal.
So it wasn't all Stewart.
Sting's bringing it.
Well, Sting must have been gone that week. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take off.
I like when Stewart said that, well, you know, our singer was a better songwriter. Because I said, oh, you got less songwriting credits on the third album. He's, well, that's because the guy figured it out.
Hey, would have he said, have you heard Mother?
Yeah. You know, when stadiums start filling and all of a sudden you get. You know, you're getting paid more all of a sudden. You know, well, let's let him write the songs. It's not bad. Your ego kind of takes a back seat.
Let's go with, this is going to be for me. This is from a guy who's on Broadway right now, Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
This is from his 2012 album called Wrecking Ball. And the reason I picked this as a stinkeroo is because Springsteen gets accolades for his lyrics. And this song called Easy Money couldn't be more the most simplistic lyrics you will ever hear. So let's hear a little bit of Easy Money from 2012.
You put on your coat, I'll put on my hat. You put out the dog, I'll put out the cat. You put on your red dress,
I'll put on the blue.
We're going on the town now, looking for easy money.
Well, he is looking for easy money,
yeah. It doesn't get any better. I mean, it's just, it's all that. If he sings up, the next line's down. If it's right. Left, it's right.
Is he just singing the opening to the Flintstones?
It's, when I first heard that, I'm like, are you kidding? Is this a joke?
With Grover on banjo.
You can put on your coat, I'll put on my hat. You take an airplane,
I'll drive a car.
Oh, it's so terrible.
You play the drums. I'll play guitar.
Poet of our generation, Bruce Springsteen.
There he is.
That's not a good. It's not good.
How's the Broadway show doing?
I think it's good. I think he's 15 songs. The set doesn't change. I looked at the set list today. I was just curious. All
good. I'll look it up right now.
So first three are Easy Money.
Yeah. Queen of the Supermarket.
I think he's telling. I think it's like a.
It's a storyteller's kind of thing?
I think it's a storyteller's thing. I think it's a compendium to his recent book.
So it's not like a plot and a story and actors and...
I don't think so. I think it's all stories about him. Here's the set list. Growing up.
Oh.
My hometown. My father's house, which I can't remember that one. The Wish, which is a great song. It's a B-side. Then Thunder Road, Promised Land, Born in the USA, 10th Avenue, Freeze Out, Tougher Than the Rest, Brilliant Disguise... Long Walk Home, The Rising, Dancing in the Dark, Land of Hope and Dreams, Born to Run.
Nice.
So that's solid 15 songs, and it's just him. He does not want you. If people like Cheer start Bruce, he's saying, no, not here. Not here.
Gee, I wonder if he could buy the book on the way out.
I'm sure he's recording it. Sure he's recording it, so.
Is it a limited run? Did he say it's only going to be like 6 months or something?
I don't know how long it is.
He just can't keep doing it. I mean, that's, you know. I guess he could, but.
You saw the River show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy though.
I know.
3 hours and 45 minutes or something like that. No. Did they take an intermission?
No.
And they didn't do an encore either. It was just like, here we go. And we'll be done in 3.5.
Yeah.
Man. Unbelievable. In the crowd surfing.
Is it 65, 6, something like that?
66. It's nuts.
Man.
All right. Do we want to go with a listener thing or we're going to go to you?
It's up to you.
Let's go with listener. This is going to be the Van Halen song, Kyle.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Here's the thing.
I'm trying to think what it could be.
Tim O'Sullivan wanted to hear How Many Say I. This is a song that's on Van Halen 3, the album with Gary Cherone.
Oh, but yeah.
Eddie,
that's why I don't
but
know.
But Eddie sings this song.
Ooh, that's a mistake right there.
And it's horrendous. It is horrendous. But, Tim, I'm not playing that because I already had a Van Halen song. And it just so happens that another listener... Tim, what I did is I gave you a shout-out. Now, another guy, Randy Kaylor, he wanted to hear the song that I picked. This is from... Is it from 2004? Mm-hmm. It's from 2004 when they got back with Sammy and they recorded three new songs for the Greatest Hits album, which David Wild writes the liner notes to. And this is a song called Up for Breakfast.
She put the cream in my coffee.
First thing in the morning.
Milk and butter on my biscuit.
Honey to my belly.
Woo! Cherries on bananas.
Cherries on bananas. Leave the back door open.
Yeah. Hot tub, loosen up, baby, been soaking.
I don't know what he said. Flip flop, flip a dab, got me tripping.
Got me dripping, I think.
Got me dripping.
Like they've never had breakfast.
I'm up for breakfast early in the morning.
What are they, 12?
Yeah, they're having fucking in the morning. I mean, it's ridiculous. I put my...
It would be better if it was just called fucking in the morning.
In my coffee.
Yeah, cherries on bananas is the one. It just, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? They recorded three new songs for that. One, it's called It's About Time, and it's good. This one's a Seagull Stinkaroo, and the other one is so forgettable that I can't even remember what it is.
Here's some more lyrics. We'll pump it up. Yeah, we'll pump it up, baby, make it bigger.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, old man.
What are they referring to?
I think a waffle.
Okay, yeah. I want to hear the one from the Sharon album.
Okay.
I gotta hear that.
It's really bad.
While you're queuing this up here, hot coffee first thing in the morning, hot, sweet, sticky. squeeze some honey on my biscuit, honey to my melon. Got some cream on my bananas, needs a second helping.
We're just
cream on my bananas?
We're appalled by all this.
This is
His Sammy. Multiple bananas.
Multiple honest bananas.
I got a whole bunch.
That's so bad.
I've got to have it. If I don't have it in here, I'll be shocked. I don't think it made it.
Oh, what you didn't know what he said. He said, been token, been sipping, slip flop, slipping up, got me dripping.
Oh my God. Been token, been
slipping?
Sipping. Sippin'. So he's been drinking and token.
And sipping.
Yeah. First thing in the morning.
Always good to get an erection when you're drinking. And
yeah.
Okay. This is how many say I. This song's 6 minutes and 4 seconds.
Oh, no.
It's like a bad independent film score.
I can't believe this album didn't sell.
Produced by Mike Post of Hill Street Blues theme fame.
Oh, really?
That's a guy to hook up with Van Halen.
He rocks.
One
sure.
of your top American rock bands. I just don't want to miss when he starts singing, so I don't know where to cue it to.
Okay.
You got your wish, Tim O'Sullivan.
You're welcome.
It's like the water level of a Mario
where the hell is it?
Okay. Game.
So Eddie's singing.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh.
Oh boy.
When a little's too much, how many say I?
I think Gary Sharon had to sing background vocals on this.
Go on and say yes. And really mean no.
Sounds like a drunk singing in karaoke.
Well, it is. It was. It is a drunk singing.
When you just don't know.
At this point, Sharon's going, I might have made a bad call here.
Say I love you.
Everyone says no.
That is
zero. That's how many.
My God.
Sounds like someone has been listening to some Tom Waits and decided to try his hand.
Well, no, there's an article with Eddie Van Halen where he says the last album he listened to was Peter Gabriel's So. So that guy doesn't even like music.
And it comes through here.
Oh my God. Okay, look, I got to tell you, that was better than Up for Breakfast. But they're both horrendous
so really
in their own way. But I mean, Sammy is just an idiot, and Eddie just is a nutcase.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. All right.
Okay, I got a misfire from the great Paul Simon.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fresh off his divorce from Carrie Fisher. I think they were only married like a year or something. He made an album, I think it was 83, Hearts and Bones.
Oh, it's my favorite Paul Simon album.
Yeah, well, this song, Cars Are Cars.
Oh, I love this song.
Well, you're an idiot.
Cars are cars all over the world. Cars are cars all over the world. Engine in the front, jack in the back. Wheels take the punt, pinion and a rack. Cars are cars all over the world. Cars are cars all over the world.
But people are strangers.
Tempo change.
They change with
okay, that's enough. Cars are cars all over the world.
I love it.
I think that's the point of the song, that cars are very similar wherever you go. That guy wrote Bridge Over Troubled Water.
There's something here that Kevin Quinn wrote called Stinkeroo Old Meatloaf. What's that sound like?
Oh, no.
Well, we'll hear that.
It's here. Let's hear what this sounds like. Ooh, that's a noise Meatloaf makes every day, I bet. Yeah. I'm trying to... Do we want to...
You like cars or cars? Okay.
This is... That's also...
We will agree to disagree on that.
David Wilde and I love Hearts and Bones. I love it so much. I don't know why, but I do. I'm going to take
it... That's just a lazy piece of shit.
Yes.
That's why. Like, it's like, we need one more song. Like, I don't know.
But you could hear in it the the start of, like, Graceland coming. You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah. That Hearts and Bones was actually originally recorded as a Simon and Garfunkel comeback album, and then he took Art's vocals off of it because he's a nice guy. I would...
Art's or Cars Aren't Cars.
Yeah, we needed a falsetto on Cars, Cars.
Maybe Art had the same problem with that song.
Yeah, he walked.
He's gone. This was originally going to be a Simon and Siegel album, and then Siegel didn't... If you could play the original Kevin Quinn cue right into this Neil Diamond song, I would love that.
Okay.
Since you played Paul Simon, I decided I'd take an artist of the same ilk, okay. Kind of. You know what I mean? Same yeah. age, same...
I got some Neil, too, but I think you've already played the one I brought.
No, you don't have this one.
Okay.
This is from 2001. This is from his three-chord opera album.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Let me know when you're ready, Kyle.
I've heard this song. My dad loves this song.
This song is shit. This song is called At the Movies. Let's...
It's a seagull stinkeroo.
The movie show, where almost anything can happen. Movie time, anything you can imagine. Come on, come on, come on, come on, let's go. You got to see it to believe it. I hear that Hollywood's a very tough scene. Where else does someone eat their co-star on screen? Hey, if you ever want to get away quick, there's nothing quicker than the movies.
This is like something they play at AMC before the movie.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Enjoyed at leisure at the movies.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
I got to be honest with you. One of the things I love the most is just going to a movie. I think I'm going to write a song about that.
Who says movie show anymore?
Oh, my God. That's like when someone that says hamburger sandwich.
We're seeing a moving picture.
That line where he says, who eats their co-star on screen. That must be a horror movie or a porno. What if he's singing about pornos?
Back to Diggler. Back to Diggler.
Who likes to jerk it at the theater?
I'm going to play, this is from a listener. This is Jeffrey, T-H-A-M-E-S. That's Thames, right?
Well, it's Thames.
Thames.
If you're in London, you can say Thames here in the U.S., but that sounds weird.
Well, this artist
you can
is...
say Thomas.
It's actually Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas, Jeffrey Thomas.
Yeah.
This artist is right in your wheelhouse.
Okay, here we go.
This is a song called Used to Be. This is by Stevie Wonder and someone named Charlene. And you were 100% right with this song, Jeffrey. Wait till you hear this thing.
Superman was killed in Dallas. There's no love left in the palace. Someone took the Beatles' lead guitar.
Have another Chevy's Regal. You're 12 years old and sex is legal. Your parents don't know where or who you are.
Used to be the hero of the ball game. Took the time to shake the loser's hand. Used to be that failure
in a world where people gave a damn.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. You're 12-year-old. You're drinking Chivas Regal, and sex is legal.
I think they're saying that they're not paying attention to their kids. So this is what 12-year-olds are doing.
Oh boy.
I think your dad would like that song.
I kind of like it.
He's got a good sentiment.
Superman. They're talking about JFK.
Yeah, they are talking about JFK.
Mm-hmm.
They're right.
Killed with a kryptonite bullet.
Dallas with Palace. Oh, Stevie.
Now,
I didn't bring in Don't Drive Drunk. I could have. I think I brought in
sings
that
one.
Him, Stevie
Wonder. Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember. Is that from the Woman in Red soundtrack?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a choice. I'm going to play all of these, but I'm going to give you a choice for right now. What do you want to hear?
Siegel's turn.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. I'm going to let you play one.
No, that was the listener.
That was the listener. So
yeah,
now
no,
it is
you. Yeah, you went and then the listener
and then Siegel.
Oh, it's
okay.
Me again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I brought in, we did a Clash episode, but we didn't really, I don't know if we played this one. I couldn't remember, but of course, you know what the album it could be off of.
Combat Rock.
No.
Oh, Sandinista.
No. Cut the crap.
I'm sorry. Cut the crap.
Cut the crap. The horrible one.
All right.
This is just simply We Are the Clash, and it sounds like they're trying to convince themselves that they're still a band.
Could we hear a gentle wind into this?
Sure.
This is Kevin Quinn wrote Stinkaroo / Gentle Wind.
Okay.
Let's hear Gentle Wind right into We Are the Clash.
Yeah.
Okay.
P.U. It's a seagull stinkaroo.
Gentle.
They're in like the hallway of a stadium.
It sounds like they're in a football stadium.
It sounds like the new band members for this album were trying to convince themselves that they were the Clash.
Yeah, just like, hey, we're still here. We're still here. The Clash. Right wing, left wing, doesn't really matter. Okay.
Hey, guys, cut the crap. Let's record some good songs.
Just a complete contractual obligation album.
Yeah, just awful.
Oh, I never missed Mick Jones more in my life.
I like the one song in there. It's got one okay song. Something about
Know Your Rights is on there.
I think I like something about that has London in the title. I have it here, Kyle.
But the rest of the album, it's just, it's not good. It's not good.
Let me see.
Which one do you think?
This is England. I like that song.
Oh, yeah. This is England was the single.
Yeah, that was the single.
And that one's
Wise
not
choice.
Bad.
Wise choice.
That's the only thing worthwhile on that one. But okay. It's a lot of that. It's a mess. That album's just a mess.
So now you two are going to get together. You're going to tell me, do you want to hear a song where the guy that's not the lead singer of the band sings, or do you want to hear another one that's in the vein of the Bryan Adams and the Up for Breakfast with the blatant sexual lyrics?
I want to hear the one where the non-lead singer sings.
Yeah.
You do too, Kyle? Okay, let's hear, go to that Motley Crue song.
Oh, no.
From Generation Swine.
This Don't is tell me not Tommy Lee singing.
This is Tommy Lee singing.
Oh, no!
And he wrote this for his firstborn son. The song is called Brandon.
His son named Todd.
Brandon, I love you. You are the one, Brandon, my son. You run around and chase the clown. How they want you to be.
This song about his mom is great. Great to hear this.
Your mother gave birth to you with love and inside.
The music is so overpowering on this one for some reason. When I listen to it, here's what he says then. He says, your mother gave birth to you with love inside. She had candlelight and songs of life. Brandon, I love you. I love her. She's your mom.
It's like the
and we videotaped like, when you were conceived.
Yes, we did. And I also yeah, I my rod is rad.
And I honk the horn, with my dick.
I love you.
Love you, my son.
It's like one of those like books that you get for a kid that's so like, I love you, you're my son. Yeah. Like every page just like three
I made
words.
You this monkey.
Brandon, I love you. You are the one, Brandon, my son. You run around, you chase the clouds. Oh my God.
Oh, clouds? I thought he said clowns.
No, that's right too, but it's clouds. I only want you to be yourself. Yeah, he's one.
You're one, my
You're
son.
One, my son.
Brandon.
Your and mom is
now,
hot.
Now, just so we know what happened later as the kids get
How
a little
about
older.
How them cakes?
later in, Tommy smacks Pam around in front of these two kids and goes to jail and serves jail time. So yeah, you love them. You really do, Tommy.
Well, we didn't hit them.
Yeah, there you go.
I think she was maybe protecting them.
Hey,
he
spared the rod.
Yeah. Nice. The
Brandon. That's a good joke.
That kid is
solid.
Like, that kid's got to be like 21 right now, huh?
Probably.
That's crazy.
Oh, Brandon Lee, he died.
No, that's the actor from The Crow. But that was 97, so yeah, he's 21
he's
20, now.
He's 20.
Yeah, wonder if his rod is rad. Oh, are you looking him up? He's probably tattooed head to foot.
Brandon Thomas Lee. I would think he would have more Instagram followers. Oh, he does. He has 84,000.
Is he an actor now or something? Or an internet star?
Looks like
probably
a model or something.
Yeah, he's probably an Instagram kid. Well, they all are, really.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Or I can go to a listener one.
Okay.
Let's, okay, this is, okay. This comes from Mike Ensley. And he wants to hear a song called Miranda. And he said, I think you'll be able to figure out who's singing this one. Also, Mike wants us to know that he runs Pensacon. And Pensacon is a comic con.
In Pensacola?
Yes, yes. And he said, if you'd like to mention that I founded it and I run it, Pensacon, which ties into my love of all things superhero and nerdy things, I'd appreciate
Nerd!
It. So,
who's made the nerd sting? Somebody get on that nerd sting.
Play a little bit of Miranda. Take it from the top.
Wait, who's singing?
You'll find. You'll know.
Okay.
Will tonight be the night that Bruce reveals himself to the magnificent Miranda? I never met a girl like you before, Miranda. I'd do anything for you if you just ask,
Miranda.
Ask me to do anything for you, Miranda. But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's against the code of heroes. But you know how much I love you, darling, so come into my kingdom. Boy genius, what are you doing here?
Bruce, come right away. There's a job to be done. A giant octopus has run amok in Washington.
It's like Billy West.
Boy genius, this is one time you'll have to go it alone. Would you like to see me make my muscles?
Adam West.
Now, they must not have been able to say Batman or Boy Wonder or Robin.
Boy genius.
Boy genius, and he said my mask, and they call him Bruce. But they didn't say Bruce Wayne.
No Batman
right.
reference.
And by the way, Burt Ward.
But he's on the cover of this.
Yeah. Burt Ward's the biggest cock block of all time, isn't he? Comes in all the time.
Him was followed shortly by Aunt Harriet.
Miranda.
Did he have a whole album? Was that a whole?
I don't think.
I found the B-side.
Oh.
It's You Only See Her.
Oh, let's hear that. It's got to be great.
Adam West.
See her.
Oh, no.
Cleaning up the dishes in the kitchen after dinner when her day is almost through.
This is Lounge Jack.
When was the last time that you noticed that her eyes were blue?
When she doesn't clean up those dishes, she's going to have a black eye.
Have you
to the moon, Miranda.
Oh, boy.
Underneath that Haskell in those funny-looking slippers is a
old chum.
Old chum.
It was
old
like a chub. Bad Andy Williams.
Finish the dishes, old chum.
I'm coming in with my old chub. Okay.
Adam West.
It's your turn.
Okay, how about this is a when we talk about bands that get out of their comfort zone and want to do a different genre. This is Guns N' Roses trying to play Kyle's music, actually, off Use Your Illusion 2. This is My World.
Oh, this is bad.
You want to step into my world? It's a semi-psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit and missed? Gosh, cats can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a misfacts and that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath. You want to talk to me? 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 You want to talk to me?
So they've been listening to like Nine Inch Nails and Korn, and they're like, we gotta do new metal.
Yeah, that's on Use Your Illusion Volume 2. It's the last song on that. So out of the 30 songs, that closes out the package. Yeah, that's a skip immediately.
That's so bad.
Yeah, the first time that came on, I was like, what? No. No, oh, you ruined the album. let's go with Poison. I hope you can hear these lyrics. This is from their last proper studio album from 2002 called Holly Weird.
Wait, who's this?
Poison.
Oh.
Holly Weird.
Holly Weird. This, I get the joke.
This,
what a shit cover this is. It's, it looks like when a kid learns Photoshop for the first
time.
Yeah.
Look up the Brett Michaels solo album covers. It looks like he makes them all himself. They're terrible. This song is called Get You Some, and I think you know.
What are you talking about? Breakfast?
Really ain't no mystery. I want you, you want me. Sexy. I want you 10 toes up and my 10 toes down. Two wet bottles going round and around.
Maybe the worst lyric of all time. I want your 10 toes up and my 10 toes down. Two sweaty bodies going round and round. But his lady brings a friend, so that's cool. Hope it's a dude.
But here's the only thing. Yes, it's horrible.
It's awful.
It's a wig.
It's also...
It's exactly what they do.
It's also coming from Poison. So, I mean, it's not...
Right. It's not like if that was a Don Henley song.
Right.
You'd go, oh, Don, you missed the boat. Pretty bad.
That's bad.
All right.
Oh, Poison. Oh, Poison. Back to me?
Yeah. Well, let me see if I have anything from a listener. Did that. We'll hold off on the next one. We'll play it, but go ahead.
When we talk about changing genres, maybe getting out of your comfort zone, nobody makes that mistake more as when old white guys try to rap. Oh. And we have, I found this thing, Brian Wilson. From the Beach Boys, rapping. Now, this is from, we'll cut him a little slack because I think it's the early 90s. He was mentally ill.
Out of his mind.
But, and I think this, it wasn't meant for really, or somehow it got out there. Okay. This is Smart Girls by Brian Wilson.
My name is Brian and I'm the man. I write hit songs with the wave of my hand. Songs to surf and sun and sand. I make great music with my band. Songs to dance to and songs to join. Cause I'm the original Beach Boy.
Wow. What a disgrace.
Songs I used to write. Talked about girls who were too bright. I gotta run. What I was looking for I never found. But time moves on and I've seen the light. Intelligent chicks are dynamite. When I grew up to be a
Okay.
Wow. Wow. And now
lips
he
has legs and breasts.
Now he has those things.
What happened?
He can just stay at home and look in the mirror and enjoy.
Psychosis is a horrible thing.
Oh my God, that's really bad.
I know. Oh. Wait. It was written for his rejected 1991 album, Sweet Insanity.
Okay. Boy.
Why'd they reject that?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like
eventually
it
came out because we played it here, Rock Solid exclusive. I'm going to throw my my favorite band.
Oh, he has a quote about it.
Okay.
He said, yeah, we were just having a good time. Yeah, it was fun. We were just kidding around.
Yeah, maybe erase it before you leave.
Maybe just jam. Don't put everything to tape. In 1994, my favorite band of all time was signed to a new record deal with Warner Brothers Records. The album that came out was Woke Up With a Monster. They did not use their iconic classic Cheap Trick logo. It has a horrible album cover. That said, it has some really great tunes on it, but it also has a song called Ride the Pony. This is Cheap Trick.
Oh, no. Call me. I'm your boogeyman. Call me. Let me
just awful. Here's the chorus. Satisfy Your Funk by Riding My Pony.
Oh, boy.
Come on, ride the pony.
Ride the pony, satisfy your
pony. They still play that in concert, right?
Oh, they open with it. They actually, it plays behind a career retrospective video at the beginning of every show. It's terrible.
Well, in terms of like, yeah, you have to say, it's like not everything needs to go on the album. You know, not everything needs to be put out there.
Yeah.
And an album that had everything on there with the stuff that shouldn't be was Pearl Jam's Vitalogy. I don't know if you've listened to that bulk of that.
I haven't listened to the
whole thing.
Some
great stuff. And then I got two songs from that.
No, let's do a double shot.
One is just, it's their Revolution 9, basically. It's recordings of some crap. It's called Hey Foxy Mop Handle Mama, That's Me. Oh, I think that's me.
Wow.
This is just take put it anywhere in the cakes. Middle. Just put it anywhere in the middle and you'll see what I'm. It's just a mess. It's 7 minutes of this. There, that's enough. It's that nonsense for 7 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, even your diehard fan doesn't want that, right?
Especially 7 minutes of it.
So what's your next one?
One is really well known because Eddie Vedder found an accordion in an attic somewhere. Oh. And he decided he was going to make a song. And this is called Bugs.
I got bugs. I got bugs in my room.
This is on the initial release of this album?
Vitalogy.
Bugs in my ears. There are eggs in my head. Bugs in my pockets. Bugs in my shoes. Bugs in the way.
This guy's got bugs. He's got bug problems. I feel.
Sounds like he needs an exterminator.
That's really shitty.
That's awful.
Like there's nothing redeemable about that.
No.
No redeeming quality there.
It's just like the song that Jeremy was hearing in his head.
Yeah. But songs go.
And then he went to school.
Again, it's another one of those things where it goes through so many levels that they had to sit there and mix it and put it in order and sequence it and
that's their third album.
Do you want to do another take of that? I think we got it.
Wait a minute. I'm going to add a little more accordion.
Oh, should I say bugs more?
You're supposed to be still bringing it at your third album.
But it also had some great songs on that album. But then there's that.
We actually need 16 songs?
Ooh. We got 45 of them. Would you like that? Here's Bugs and Sexy Foxy Mop Handle Mama. That's me.
And Foxy Mop Handle Mama is all one word.
Yeah.
Oh, I always love that.
Yeah.
Kyle, for this next song, if you could take Kevin Quinn's stinkeroo called Choir Fart and put that right above that Journey song. This is from 1996. This is the Journey reunion album when the classic lineup got back together with Steve Perry to record Trial by Fire, horrible album cover. And this is an example, Mike, of when white guys decide that they wanted maybe do a reggae song.
Oh, reggae never works. Never works.
It's a seagull stinkeroo.
You know that my heart is true, and I never lie to you.
That's Journey.
Been trying each and every day. Still there's something in the way. I like moonlight, simple things. Now you want a diamond ring. I got news for you. Baby, I'm a leaving you.
Baby, I'm a leaving you.
What album was this?
Trial by Fire, 1996. It's the reunion album with Steve Perry.
And that cover.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, where it says Journey real big.
Yeah.
doesn't have their logo.
Doesn't have their faces. Nothing.
The one word titles.
If Steve Perry wants to put this on one of his shit solo albums, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But not here. Not with your Journey reunion album.
It's like when, what movie is it where Dan Aykroyd's like in blackface and he's like a reggae guy?
Oh, that was trading places.
Yeah.
Babuya.
That's basically this.
Hey, man, I'm going to sing.
We had a good time there.
Yeah, didn't we have a good time in the train car, you three? Babe, I'm a leave you, Steve Perry. And then he did. He left him. Didn't tour.
I can't believe they didn't get a chance to play that live.
Hurt his hip.
Saying?
Nope. All right, here's the last of the listener stuff. This is from Michael Bagford. He wanted me to play a Genesis song. And I already had a Genesis song, so we'll do a quick double shot. I'll play his first. Michael Bagford wants to play a song from the Abacab album, which I love that album.
Right.
But when I listen to this song, I'm like, how come this, I never realized this song is on there.
Awful?
Yeah. This is called Who Done It, and Done It is spelled D-U-N-N-I-T.
Yeah.
So this is Who Done It.
I kind of remember this one.
Was it you or was it me? Or was it he or she? Was it I or was it me? Or was it X or Z? Was it you or was it me? Or was it he or she? Was it I or was it me? Or was it X or Z? Was it you or was it me? Or was it he or she? Was it I or was it me? Or was it X or Z? Was it you or was it me? Or was it he or she? Who done it?
Who done it? And I love the
Clue Jr. now available.
That song went nowhere. Oh, that song just went nowhere.
No. And it's just in that he's putting on that heavy Cockney.
Yeah.
Was it you or was it me? Or was it
I? Hello, Mary Poppins.
It's just bad constables.
Yeah. Now this next one's a tricky one for me. This is Genesis.
Who done it?
This is Genesis 2 years later.
Invisible Touch?
No. Oh no, I love Invisible Touch.
I don't.
Love that
I almost brought that as a stinkeroo.
Oh, we would have.
What about Illegal Alien?
Play it.
Is that it?
Yep.
I called it.
Got out of bed while I'm feeling too good. With my wallet and my passport, a new pair of shoes. The sun is shining, so I head for the bar. With a bottle of tequila and a new bag of cigarettes. I got a gun and she got a friend.
Can I tell you, I saw this tour.
Okay.
And they came out and sang that, and he wore a sombrero while singing it.
Well, it's the most racist video. They got these wigs on and these mustaches. It's very, I'm sure to them, it's very regrettable.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
lyrics
oh, yeah.
and the song and everything. It's
We love it.
Look, though, I mean, it's regrettable now, but then I loved the song.
Yes. I played it.
It's fun, but it's just, now you hear the lyrics. His sister knows
with
a guy.
My wallet and my a new pack of cigarettes.
Bottle of tequila. He's singing yeah. in an accent.
I know.
It's very much like if Mickey Rooney recorded an album as his character from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Also, it's really not a Mexican. Like, it's not really
cigarettes.
It's like awful. An accent. It's like bottle a caricature of a caricature.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right. Well, thank you to all the Patreon listeners for sending me songs and everyone who sent songs that I didn't have time to play. Maybe next time we will play some of your picks. So, Mike.
I got another double shot from the same album. It was another horrible rap mistake from an old white guy.
Uh-oh.
In the early 90s.
Tom Jones.
I know you've heard some from this, but I brought in two.
Tom Jones.
There was a time when Dee Dee Ramone wanted to branch out
no.
to become Dee Dee King.
No, he's not a good vocalist in the Ramones.
And he made an album called Standing in the Spotlight as so Dee Dee King.
Have you heard any of this, Kyle?
This is the first one. This is not the single. I brought the single after.
Oh, the
this.
Single's so much better.
This is when he talks about he grew up in Germany. He's a German kid. And with an appearance by Debbie Harry singing the chorus.
Oh, God.
This is German Kid.
That's good.
Yeah. She just did, she did Rapture. She's been...
This is Dee Dee King on the mic. 150 pounds of dynamite. The guy with the rhyme about the pyramid. Bet you didn't know I was a German kid. Und ich finde es gut, wenn Leute lacht. Ich hab der Energie, ich hab der Kraft. Ein hübsches Mädchen gibt mir einen Kuss. Ein Geld für den Taxi, nehm den Bus. Ich bin der König von mein Haus. Und wenn die Kinder... sing zu laut, schrei ich geh raus.
Rapping in German.
Okay, that's a little taste of German, Kid.
And what's the single?
The single is called Funky Man, and that's the next one. This one, and there's a video to this, and go check it out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, please.
It's so bad.
Alarm clock ringing, it's time to get up. It's time to do that funky strut. I'm a funky man, I got funky bones. I'm a funky man, my name is Dee Dee Ramone. Well, let me tell you about myself. I play the bass in a punk rock band. Been all over the world, even to Japan. And nothing can surprise me, man. I seen it all, I had a ball. Someone should make a Dee Dee double, all right. I'm a funky guy. Well, all right. I'm a funky guy.
So I have the translation of the German in the Dee Dee King song.
You're pulling your weight today.
So, all right, ready?
Apparently he thought it was fascinating that he grew up in Germany.
And I like it when people laugh. I have the energy. I have the power. A beautiful girl gives me a kiss. No money for a taxi. I take the bus. I'm the king of my house. When the kids are too loud, I scream, get out.
He's got the touch.
Oh, my God. He's got the power.
He's got the power. You've got
and
the
then,
touch.
And then later on, he does one that is, I read the papers every day. What kind of music is that? The parents ask. I've said enough now. Goodbye. Good night. I like it when people laugh. Laugh.
Wow. Oh, boy. I'm angry at Debbie Harry for even showing
Did
up.
Did Sire Records release that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, they were on Sire Records at the time. Did they go, yeah, let Dee Dee do it.
Album. So bad. And there was I don't know if you saw it. There was a Rones documentary that came out like 10 years ago
or something. He's singing like he doesn't have any teeth.
Warner Brothers Records,
for God's sake.
So they bring it up in the documentary and they show a clip of it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they say it was a big failure.
Yeah.
And he goes, I didn't know you had to be a Negro to rap.
Thank
and
you.
And he said that, and they're like, oh, you just cringe a little. So I liked it, man. I was hearing it around town, and I didn't know you had to be a Negro. I'm like, no. And it's just like an uncomfortable moment in the movie.
The album is sometimes considered to be one of the biggest failures in recording history.
Is that on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Why sometimes? Why not all the time?
Musically, the songs vary from old school hip hop, like with songs like Mashed Potato Time and Commotion in the Ocean, to rock and roll like Baby Doll or Doo-Wop. So it's just a mess.
What a mistake.
Wonder if that's even on iTunes. It couldn't be.
Standing in the spotlight, D.D. King.
Well, Next up, we're going to play a little bit of something by Kith.
Oh, nice.
It is on iTunes.
It is on iTunes?
Yep.
Oh, I got to get that for Gene for his birthday.
Are you going to play something from The Elder?
Here's something that's better than asshole. Sometimes people go up to me, they say, Paul, and I say, what? And they say, Paul, what's one of the best songs you ever wrote? And I say, oh, that was on Smashes, Trashes, and Hits. That song has to be You Make Me Rock Hard.
I'd never turn up the heat. I want your sugar, girl, your love tastes so sweet. I feel a fire burning under me. I've got a hunger that your love's gotta feed. You make me sweat, you turn me round, you get me up, you never let me down. You make me rock hard, baby, all night. Looks like a glove and it fits just right. You make me rock hard.
You know, love's like a glove and it fits just right. How many times are they going to recycle these lyrics? And like you said, that's not out of the wheelhouse of what they do.
Yeah, almost like Poison.
It's you expect it.
And it was unreleased, so it was like, it was just not as good as another song that was exactly the same.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And you know when they wrote that title, You Make Me Rock Hard, they were so happy with themselves. Oh, it means two things.
The other original song on this album is Let's Put the X in Sex. Those are the two new tracks.
That was a hit.
Yeah. Love's like a muscle and it makes me want to flex.
This song, You Make Me Rock Hard, was written by Paul Stanley,
okay,
Desmond Child, and Diane Warren.
That's ridiculous. They must have all been wasted.
Just phoned it in.
Oh, it's like
Desmond
a joke.
Desmond Child, two of the biggest songwriters of that era, wrote that.
But Paul was credited with all the lyrics, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Desmond
Child. Let's put the X in sex. Love like a muscle and it makes me want to flex. Whoa. Terrible. I don't even think Gene plays on these songs. I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Oh, really? Was that common for that time?
With Kiss, it's never really everyone on those albums. Mm-hmm. It's all over
I think the
board.
Only person who's played on the albums the most is Eric Singer because he was uncredited for so long.
Yeah.
And then he's now with them.
What do you got next, Mike?
Oh, okay.
Two more.
Okay. I
don't know if either one of these is worth the playout song, but I'm going to choose the one from the Bad Boys of Boston as our playout.
Okay.
So how many do you want me to do? I can.
You do one, I'll do one, you do one. And then I'll do the playout, I guess. Unless you have a great playout. Do you have something that's just
something
ridiculous?
No. I'll do two more. How's that? Okay, this is off a Metallica album that I did not like. And this is the one I think
anyone likes.
It was after
Load. Is it Reload or Load?
No, this is from Saint Anger. And this is the title track from Saint Anger.
Do you like Saint Anger?
There's like two songs.
All right, let's hear Saint. What's it called?
Saint Anger.
Oh.
That lyric alone made me hate it. I'm madly in anger with you. Ah, fuck you.
That's
no.
Like something they play during an after-school special where someone goes to a party and it's scary. Like, then they make a fake song for it. That's what it sounds like.
So no one really likes this album is what you guys are telling me.
Yeah, but then it has good reviews. I think because it was just like, oh, it's Metallica.
Yeah, Rolling Stone gave it 4 out of 5.
It did?
But a lot
I
of people
like
Entertainment Weekly B plus, a magazine called NME, and gave it 9 out of 10.
Pitchfork Media gave it 0.8 out of 10.
A magazine called NME. You've never heard NME?
No.
It's one of the biggest. It's like the Rolling Stone of
Britain.
What's
it stand for?
New Musical Express.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah. I just didn't know. If someone said, you know, RSM, it's Rolling Stone magazine. You've never heard of Rolling Stone? No, I've never heard of RSM.
It's always been known as NME.
No, I don't know why.
But Madly in Anger with You. Fuck you. And then the whole album has the snare drum on it is like hollow. Yeah. Ringing, and it just bugs the shit out of me.
This is the album that, okay, I've heard people talk about this, the album with the snare drum.
Yeah,
this is it.
Every song is like that, and it just sounds like it's hollow, ringing. It's
why
awful.
Why did they choose to make it sound like that?
They wanted to change something, and this is when they were going through that therapy, and when the movie came out.
Drummer Lars Ulrich received a unique sound on St. Anger by turning... turning off the snares on his snare drum, resulting in a drum tone with far more ring than is usual in rock and metal.
Well, I like to think that he's such a lunkhead that he just didn't have it on. And then, like, afterwards, like, it was all done, and he was like, oh.
This sound received much backlash from fans and critics alike. Let me hear it again. I want to hear it now.
The snare makes the snare drum. That's what the snares do. Yes. They make it, then you're just hitting a tom-tom that's really high.
I put cake batter on my cymbals for this.
I play an electric guitar, but I don't plug it into anything.
Why would you? Okay, let me hear this snare. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Play it. You have any other tracks played? It's more noticeable on some of the other tracks.
I didn't even know you listened to Metallica.
Yeah, I mean, a few things. Yeah, I've had some. But I remember when this came out, because I gave Load half a listen and like some of it. But then when this came out, I was done with them. And I only think I listened to it because the movie, when some kind of monster, documentary.
Yeah. Great documentary.
Yeah. But if you pick anything off
this... Have you
seen
that documentary, Kyle?
No.
Oh, you need to watch it.
It's really good.
So here's Frantic. This is like the opening
track. Pick something.
Determines my death style. Keep searching. Keep on searching.
It's almost non-existent. It sounds bad.
Here, wait. Listen to it.
My lifestyle determines my death style. My lifestyle determines my death style.
Yeah. So bad. That's so terrible. Yeah. It has a great album cover, though.
I do like the album cover.
Yeah, so that whole album's a miss for me, but...
I'm angry.
Madly in Anger with You. Yeah.
Madly in Anger.
Fuck you. No. No. Whiff. What do you got next?
Okay, Styx released a live album in 1984 called Caught in the Act Live, and they wanted to give the fans something new, so they recorded a studio track.
94, Styx.
No, 84.
84, okay.
This song is called, pretty bad, this is called Music Time.
Okay, I'm going to intro this with Old Meatloaf.
Okay. Now it's not even about music.
I like fast girls.
Fast girls?
I don't know what's come over me.
Get to the chorus.
They make me do things. Wait. I would not ordinarily. Turn me off. Turn me up. Turn me loose. All the way. Hear it. Feel it. Like it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Want it. Need it.
I can't believe Tommy Shaw got pissed off at this point.
Like, oh yeah, he left.
That sounds like something that Munch's Make Believe band would play at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's so bad.
Do you think at any time he said, "Hey guys, what do you think we put music time in the set list?" No.
So that was like, yeah, but people like music. I like music.
I like music. Was that before? I like Fast Girls. Was that before or after Roboto?
After Roboto.
Oh man,
this was the live album. This was the live album that for the Roboto tour.
And did they play that? Did they play that live on the album or no?
No, this was a studio track. Okay. It's, you know, that was a thing that they would do. Like Journey did it well. They had a song called "Party's Over," and that was at the end of Capture.
Party's over.
I like parties.
Oingo Boingo.
It was very Oingo Boingo. I don't like when party's done. The party's over.
I like strangers, especially when they're nice to me. Awful.
Turn it up. Turn me off. Turn me loose.
DeYoung.
Oh, Dennis.
Boo.
Go.
Boo.
Go do Broadway like you were meant to do.
I know.
You weren't meant to be in a rock and roll
I like
combo.
Hamilton.
Phantom. Uh-oh. Look at that. There's a professional broadcaster right there.
Yeah, I'm getting a call from my daughter, Rita. Let me see what she wants.
Dad, do you like music?
Hi, honey.
I like music.
What's up?
This is good stuff.
I'll probably be home in about 45 minutes. Why? What's up?
Ask her if she has any requests.
Okay, why don't you go to the refrigerator and there's food in there.
And learn how to make it.
No, I think there's some microwavable macaroni and cheese in the freezer.
Latch
okay, so you're saying
I'll see you soon.
So this was obviously
everything
an emergency.
Else okay?
Oh, my okay, stomach hurts you. So bad because I'm so Bye. Hungry.
I'm 5 feet from food and don't know what to do.
I know.
Like she didn't even look. I know no. She didn't even look. They never right. look. They never look.
Do we have food? I don't reach out with your hand and open the fridge.
Like if I didn't come home until midnight, would they
just starve?
Starve.
Yeah.
I love when they say that. I'm starving. Oh, okay, I'm going to have to show you some videos of starving children on YouTube.
Right.
That are actually starving.
Well, you could be really correct and say like my dad when I say, yeah, could you make me something to eat? And you go, what do you got, polio? Get up. That's what my dad used to say.
What do you got, polio?
What do you got, polio? Get up. Wow. Go make yourself something. Yeah. Oh, no, right.
She didn't even look. There's the food, the refrigerator's jammed. It's obscene.
Let me guess. She's probably looking in there now going, there's nothing
there's
to
nothing
eat.
In
there's
here.
Nothing in here. Nothing.
All right, I'm playing my last song.
Pilar made a quiche.
That sounds good.
Heat that quiche up.
How about those quiche?
I don't get it.
I was trying to make a cakes joke, but it didn't work. Sounded better in my head.
Oh, how about them cakes?
Yeah.
I get it. James Brown, call back. Didn't work.
Did not work. That's fine.
All right, go ahead. What do you got, Mike?
Like this
your
music.
Last one?
This is my last one.
I like quiche. See what I did? Terrible.
You know, we have a lot of respect for Rock and Peace, David Bowie.
Yeah.
He didn't have too many misfires. He took some chances. This was a big chance, but he was just starting out. This is from his very first album. This is a little ditty called The Laughing Gnome. Oh.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me. And there was a little old man, scarlet and gray, chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome of it.
Gnome of it. Oh, yeah.
I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Wow.
Is that, that's from his gnome. First album.
The
right?
very first album.
It's like the Noid.
I know. What is it? Like the obvious. So he's like, he sits in front of the telly and then he puts his hands on his tummy. Not his belly, his tummy. I was listening to that twice. I went, how do you not? It's the most obvious rhyme. And tummy.
I'm glad you played that because it made me think of a song that I wanted to put on my list and then forgot. And I actually just purchased it because I don't own it. But before that, let's what my playout song was going to be, and yet it was going to be Aerosmith. It was going to be Pink.
Oh yeah,
but
I've played that in here.
Yeah, But it's like it's you so said, awful. It's right in the wheelhouse
pink,
of
pink
what,
like the Bing on your cherry. And, yeah, all that.
Pink because you are so very.
I know it's bad. It's so bad.
Pink like the gecko umbrella. It's just. So I'm going to play a song because that David Bowie made me think of this, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Okay, so before we go, thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mike, you got the Travel Tales podcast. Travel Where can Tales we podcast. Find that?
TravelTalesPodcast.com and also Travel Tales Pod on Twitter and Funny Mike on Twitter.
Kyle, you're Kyle.SomeFunny.
Yep.
What about AOK? Where do we find those fun videos?
At This Is AOK, or you can go to search AOK or This Is AOK on YouTube. You'll find it.
All right. We're at Rock Solid Show. I'm at Pat_Francis. Don't forget to listen to, like we said, Travel Tales and Road Stories with Murray and Sordid Details with April and Millie.
When does this come out?
This comes out in 2 weeks.
Right, okay. I think the short I wrote for AOK will be up. It's a Joker one.
It's animated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It should be up. Let us know. Check that up.
Yeah. Who's coming out for Thanksgiving? What's the Thanksgiving episode?
Thanksgiving episode. Let me check.
We're
going
to do Thanksgiving, and it's all vampires.
What?
All vampire
is
songs.
Thanksgiving on the 23rd?
It's yes, it is.
I'm hoping that we have a brand new Christy Stratton episode.
Okay.
Right now, it's penciled in. If that doesn't happen, then they will hear my interview with Walter Egan. But I'm hoping that Thanksgiving brings us Christy.
Oh, that'd be nice
That's
to
what
hear.
I'm hoping. Yeah. So we have a new website. Patreon page is patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Thanks for everyone who's supporting there. Again, we're giving away prizes almost weekly. Every other week, it seems like I have stuff to give away. So that's what we're doing. Let me have the thing, Kyle, because I have the thank you, Kevin Quinn, for all the stinkaroo stings. The stingaroos.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And so this made me think of...
Bowie?
Yes, Bowie, because I was thinking that his name's David. And this artist is David. This is David Lee Roth.
Oh, here we go.
But another thing that
not
made me...
Not the Spanish...
No, not
Yankee
the Spanish.
Rose.
This is another thing that made me think of this, is this album was Dave's last, fourth solo album for Warner Brothers Records. This was produced by Nile Rodgers.
Oh, no.
You would think that the Nile Rodgers that worked with, you know...
Everyone,
and David Bowie, that you would think that David Lee Roth working with Nile Rodgers is going to be great.
Do you? I don't know.
I kind of do, because I would think
it just seems
I would
like
think
a
Nile
mismatch.
Rodgers would bring out something in him that maybe we haven't heard.
Yeah.
But instead,
this happened.
We get this song called Cheatin' Heart Cafe.
Oh.
And now again, I just purchased it. I haven't heard it for ages. But this has one of those faux intros with the artist that's going to sing with Dave. So let's.
Oh, hey, how you doing? How's this going?
Hey, what are you doing here?
You just happened to walk in?
Here we go. You ready?
We have mics in the hallway, apparently.
You got it up? Because I think it's going to start immediately.
David, maybe you can help me without going back and listening to the lyrics.
Sure. What's up, Travis?
You know what?
Travis Tritt.
Do we want to do everything in unison? Well, or do you want to swap back and forth?
Well, how about if I take the first two lines and then you take the next two and we just rock on from there? Trouble.